Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Most Merciful, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The marriage and the companionship of the illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, with his wives. Dear listeners, all praise is due to Allah the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be unto his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely followed their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Marriage, per se, is deeply rooted in the nature of human creation. Our respected and honorable ancestral parents, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, and our great-grandmother Eve, peace be upon her, started their life as a married couple. Many Quranic verses affirm this fact. Marriage is also one of the practices observed by Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The glorious Quran is explicit on this point. Allah the Almighty stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Ra'd, the thunder, as follows. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ We did send messengers before thee and appointed for them wives and children, and it was never the part of a messenger to bring a sign except as Allah permitted or commanded. For each period is a book revealed. Allah the Almighty has been too kind to our illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him. He bestowed some special and exclusive bounties upon him, peace be upon him. Among the latter, his matrimonial life was very distinctive. On this score, the glorious Quran is both candid and elaborate. The glorious Quran reads as follows. يا أيها النبي إنا أحللنا لك أزواجك اللاتي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما أفاء الله عليك وبنات عمك وبنات عماتك وبنات خالك وبنات خالاتك اللاتي هاجرن معك وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين قد علمنا ما فرضنا عليهم في أزواجهم وما ملكت أيمانهم لكي لا يكون عليك حرج وكان الله غفورا رحيما. O Prophet, we have made lawful to thee thy wives, to whom thou hast paid their dowers, and those whom thy right hand possessed out of the prisoners of war, whom Allah has assigned to thee, and daughters of thy parental uncles and aunts, and daughters of thy maternal uncles and aunts, whom migrated from Mecca with thee, and any believing woman who dedicates her soul to the Prophet, if the Prophet wishes to wed her. This only for thee, and not for the believers at large. We know what we have appointed for them as to their wives and the captives whom their right hands possess, in order that there should be no difficulty for thee, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Based upon the contents of the above-cited Quranic verse, The commentator of the meaning of the glorious Quran, Ibn Kathir, pinpoints a special and divine upon our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him. This bounty is unshared by other prophets and messengers of Allah the Almighty. This refers to the marriage of a woman unconstrained with dowry. Her heartfelt offer is sufficient. This privilege is granted to the Prophet, peace be upon him, alone. General Muslims have no permission to accept such a woman in marriage. In addition, the Muslim scholars have also pinpointed another divine bounty on our illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him. No other person is entitled to this bounty. This refers to the plurality of wives. Each Muslim male has the permission to marry up to 4 wives at one time only. No one is allowed to take more than 4 wives. The Prophet, peace be upon him, however, stands an exception. The limit until 4 wives was not applicable to the Prophet, peace be upon him. This is another bounty of Allah, the Almighty, unto his beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, which is distinctive, exclusive, and unshared by the rest of the Muslims. The number of the Prophet's wives has reached 11. They are as follows. First is Khadija bint Khuwaylid, peace be upon her. The Prophet, peace be upon him, married her at age of 25 years old. Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, was 40 years at that time. She died during the lifetime of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He has all his children of her, except for his son Ibrahim, peace be upon him, who was the son of Miria, the Egyptian, the gift from the ruler of Egypt to the Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time. Next in order of the marriages of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was a widow, Sauda bin Zim'ah, may Allah be pleased with her. She married Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, at the age of 50 years. Third in marriage to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the beloved wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the daughter of his beloved companion, who sacrificed his life and wealth on numerous occasions for Islam and for the Prophet, peace be upon him. She was the only virgin woman whom Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, married throughout his life. The fourth marriage of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was the daughter of his wazir and second most important companion, Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. That is his daughter, Hafsa, daughter of Umar, may Allah be pleased with her. She was also a widow. Her husband was martyred in the Battle of Badr. The fifth marriage of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was to Zainab bint Khuzaymah al-Hilaliyah, may Allah be pleased with her, who remained as wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, for a 3-month period only. She expired after that. This particular wife of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was married 3 times before marrying to our dear Prophet, peace be upon him. The sixth marriage of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was to Ummu Salama, may Allah be pleased with her. Upon the death of her husband, may Allah be pleased with him, who was one of the most noble, kind, caring men of the tribe of Quraysh, she herself was an elderly widow with a bunch of poor orphans. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, married her for a very noble reason. He wanted to grant her an appropriate reward for the many sacrifices she made throughout her life as a Muslim for the cause of Allah and Islam, and for the emotional and supportive loss she suffered as a result of the death of her husband, Abu Salama, may Allah be pleased with him. The seventh wife to marry Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was Juwayriyah bint al-Harith, May Allah be pleased with her. She was one of the war booties. After being released, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, offered to marry her, and she accepted the honor. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, next married to Zainab bin Jahsh, may Allah be pleased with her. The latter was divorced by Zayd bin Haritha, may Allah be pleased with him, a servant of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, who people described him as the son of the Prophet, peace be upon him, which he was not. Upon her divorce of Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, married her to eliminate any nonsense talk about Zayd being the son of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Her marriage was distinctive in one sense. She married under the Quranic text. She was the eighth wife of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The ninth wife of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was Ramlah bint Abu Sufyan. May Allah be pleased with her. Her former husband became apostate and ran to Abyssinia. Upon his desertion of Islam, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, married her. Again, she was previously married and emotionally distressed as a result of watching her husband deserting Islam and going back to the state of kufr, apostasy. Safiya bint Huyay bin Akhtab, may Allah be pleased with her, was also an Islamic war captive booty. Upon being released, she married Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. The last, but certainly not the least respectable wife of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was Maymuna bint al-Harith. May Allah be pleased with her. Upon the death of her previous husband, she married to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. She became the 11th wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In upholding to the prestigious honor of all such wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the glorious Quran has commended them in different expressions. The following are some examples in Surah Al-Ahzab, 33:32-35. O consorts of the Prophet, you are not like any of the other women. If you do fear Allah, be not too complacent of speech, lest one in whose heart is a disease should be moved with desire, but speak ye a speech that is just. And stay quietly in your houses, and make not a dazzling display like that of the former times of ignorance, and establish regular prayer, and give regular charity, and obey Allah and His Messenger. And Allah only wishes to remove all abomination from you, you members of the family, and to make you pure and spotless. And recite what is rehearsed to you in your homes of the signs of Allah and His wisdom. For Allah understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. God willing, in the next episode, we will continue with you more of the glimpses of the life of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you farewell, and special thanks to our sound engineer, Mr. Saleh Al-Tamami. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas.